Okay. Feeling Yonim. Anyone that actually didn't prepare anything so that anyone has anything particular to any particular thing anyone wants me to speak about, if I could speak about it. It's also connected with Psalm with Rosh Hashanah, but discussing the past few weeks, meaning of the Bitul HaYetzer Hara, the removal of the Yetzer Hara when Mashiach will come. Now, I'm talking about the removal of the Yetzer Hara when Mashiach will come. Like I mentioned, there's a number of different ways of looking at it. Side is the inyan that then a person will have the koyach to be miskabed over the Yetzer Hara, that the Yetzer Hara won't be such a lev ha'evan, it won't be a heart of stone, it will be a heart of meat, that meat is bendable. It's also the concept that Eibishu will shach the Yetzer Hara, Eibishu will take away the Yetzer Hara, will be mishapach l'toil, will be turned over to good. There is also, I just would mention, there is also in different svarim, it speaks about that when you say the word Yetzer Hara, what exactly are you referring to? So there is the way some svarim explain is that there's Yetzer Hara sometimes understood as a human condition, so to say. A person has natural inclination. Certain Yetzer Leva Adam, a certain way they've created the person, you know, that he has his own, his instincts. And then there is, from other Mekoyedas, is Mashma, the Yetzer Hara is more of a spiritual source, like Kaldarach HaMalach or something that has a certain power, even greater than the person himself. That if not for the Eibush's help, says Amoli Oizrei, Eina Yochalei, if not for the Eibush's help, you won't be able to overcome him. So, I don't want to get into this. I mean, you know, Pashas, we always understand Yetzer Hara more as a part or offshoot of Nefesh HaBahamas. It's the midas of Nefesh HaBahamas, whatever it is. Fidi Krepa is actually a mimer who described the name of the Yetzer Hara as the Koyach HaTzir. The Yetzer Hara, like somebody puts it, is like the pop-ups. You know, the Nefesh HaBahamas is the actual... It's a nefesh of a behemoth. He likes to eat, he likes physical pleasure, but he's not going to every second run after a taiva. The Yetzer Hara is more like what he does is he throws into the person's siyurim images of physical pleasures to try to like catch his attention to get him to do something. So in today's internet, you know, you'd call it a pop-up. You're not expecting it all of a sudden. That's more the Yetzer Hara. That's what Yetzer Hara is more harder. It's very different than Nefesh HaBahamas. Nefesh HaBahamas you could deal with to some extent. Yetzer Hara is more, you know, it's like trying to...
Left field.
Yeah, out of left field, exactly. So...
In Perek Chof of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe speaks about the infirm, that the whole Hasabas of the world is only through Dibur. So the Alter Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe explains, what is... The dibur is. The Alter says over there that when a person falls on the hatzah,
that it falls into his mind.
There is already because b'keiach chachme and seichel and yidi, he has it.
Right.
It's just dormant, like sort of. It's
right.
There.
Right. And that one you see, yeah.
And that becomes
which.
In the person knows the side. The other is just a limit of chachma, a geshmaka eat food. The person knows before he actually had the taiva to it, it's there. But the only thing, it didn't cover how
to catch his attention. There's a desire, it didn't fall into his heart to actually do it.
And where it comes from, the keyachach. Hachachme and Asoga and Bina, the idea that person has inside. He knows that exists, but it's not there. But when it comes to the mind, it flashes, then he starts thinking about it, developing it, and then how do actually.
What state is Svuach Atum Abu Minoritz? spoke maybe a little before. What says there won't be tumen, there won't be bad, but Yetzer Hara is going to be there?
No, sir, of course Yetzer Hara won't be there. Of course Yetzer Hara won't be there. So now, so some of the Farshim explain, there's actually two opposite Pirushim I've seen. When you speak about the Bitul Yetzer Hara, Lasa Lavaya, at least maybe I guess in the first period, they say that it's not this referring to, some explain that it's referring to this Malach. In other words, there's a certain Devisha, there's a certain Koyach that the Yetzer Hara, so to say, has, that is stronger than a person. So that Yetzer Hara, which is more outside of the person, quote unquote, whatever that means, will be taken away. But the natural Yetzer Hara that a person has, that's much more controllable. If a person is given the proper means to know how to deal with it, then that will remain when Mashiach will come. And therefore, the Lepaka being avoided still, but it also depending on which kufa we're talking about, obviously, but at least in the first kufa, there'll still be an avoida to, you know, it'll be, it won't be such a struggle, because it won't be something which is outside of you. It's something which is more powerful than you. Then I saw other sponsors say, punkfak, that if it's a hara, that will be outside, that will remain your inner, so it'll be taken away. But b'chol hakneis, why I'm bringing this out is, I just think when you speak about it in simple terms, when you talk about today, people speak about the Yetzer Hara, it sometimes sounds like some elusive type of creature that's stopping you from doing Torah mitzvahs. But let's say you'll tell a person, the Mashiach will come, there won't be a Yetzer Hara. You have to also bring it down into Poshita terms. So in today, when you ask, today, if you won't use the term Yetzer Hara, you'll ask a person, what exactly are the Minis V'Yikuvim for keeping Torah mitzvahs that stop a person from doing Torah mitzvahs? So the Darach Klal, we always know that Golos is what? The Goyim didn't let you do Torah mitzvahs. There was the Zeres HaShemad and the Gemara, the Romans, the Greeks, chul v'chul. Right, but today we're living in Atzus HaRavacha, today we're living in the democracy, so to say. So today, if your person focuses,
it's also not that simple.
Huh?
Whatever. It's also Kriyach. Not that simple.
Right, Kriyach, but I'm saying, in other words, the
Gashmi is Zichr is easy.
Right, no, come on, I'm saying, in other words, so person thinks about it, there's the Minis and the Kuvim Teda Mitzvahs are on really many different fronts. There are many people that, for whatever reason, you know, at some point in life, they felt that they can't continue, you know, keeping Teda Mitzvahs. So, There's many issues, but there's a number of issues. First of all, I mean, there's different people have different experiences that turn them off for whatever reason. But one of the main akudas here is that Torah mitzvahs doesn't come natural to a person. And a lot of people, after they're turned off in today's day and age, b'frat, they just don't see what is relevant in their life. Why should I put on film? I'm sure they don't have something against it. They don't believe in it. I just don't feel it has any shaykhs to me. Lavoz, like, why should I wake up today and put on tefillin? Why should I go and then eat breakfast? And that I can understand. So it's a certain and then k'muvin there's so here to use the word yetzer hara, k'muvin is the yetzer hara, but it's also important to use human understanding of there's a number there's today there's first of all, social pressure is a very big issue k'muvin. Rebbe spoke many times about this. But our Nisoyan is not being affected by people that laugh at us. Doesn't have to mean people are outright laughing at you, but told him Maisi was in Kfar Chabad one Shabbos, and the Futafas called him over, and he was up saying, he was, I don't know exactly how he said it, but the point he was saying is sometimes a person, he wants to daven Barichas one Shabbos. Just what? Just the people around him are going to start saying, oh, you became a Maimon. So he says, that's Al Yevashit name Aligim. What's the Aligim? Aligim is the guy in the street. That's like that. So, you know, you don't care what he says. Aligim are your own friends, and say, are you becoming more religious than you were before? But anyway, the Rebbe spoke a lot of times that today this Pasha is the Maligim, is the social pressure. So to
speak.
I'm talking to myself.
You're talking to
myself. I'm trying hard to live and to understand in a penetrating way to feel it is the importance of Bias Mashiach in Shlemus HaTeva. Why is that the importance? What's that the zenith?
It's one of the nekudas that I'm going to say today is going to help out a little bit.
One second, you're a Talmud Chacham.
You're making fun of the person?
One second, the majority of Torah cannot be fulfilled.
So why is that? Why is it not good? I'm happy Mashiach should come, that Yidden should be able to not suffer. Not shleimus ha'teira, that you be makir kabonis.
So you're shy, one second. There's two things you're discussing which are very different. One point is, one thing is, why don't eat Mashiach? Why is Shalem Zatayr Amitza dependent on Mashiach? What's the push to answer why Shalem Zatayr Amitza dependent on Mashiach? Shalem is why I should want Mashiach.
Yes,
that's the importance
of it.
So that the Rebbe said, Ein Achanami. There the Rebbe clearly said that for most Yidden, the Rebbe has this famous Yidden Chelek Lamed Ches and Chelek Lamed Zayin, you know, about Yidden Gashmi. Yeah. The Rebbe says that for most Yidden today, they're not going to be inspired to want Mashiach only exclusively because of spiritual.
But
when it's Chachomim,
the
brilliant. Fine, Chachomim,
that's
an Chachomim and Anovi.
Yeah, but it's important.
So the Rebbe says, yeah, in Achanami. But for that, Alanius Daiti, the answer is, it doesn't come overnight. If a person should want Mashiach, that because of the spiritual, that because of the Ruchnis, the Kamilas.
Need to go there.
Of course, 100%, 100%. But for that, the Gashmistic Kamilas. That or some people say they don't feel a need for Mashiach in their personal life, they don't have any problems. It's not from saying Mashiach. No, fine, I'm saying there are such people. So for that it's I don't think it's overnight process. You have this sefer called Shevet Musar. I don't know who he writes there, and I think it's Perekman Aleph, he writes that Nur Tataka desire Mashiach. In other words, for the ruchnistik, I think you have to sit and learn it. It's not an overnight type of thing. You know, you have to. Like the Rebbe says, love him with Mashiach. To learn Yonah Golem Mashiach, to live with Mashiach.
Whoever wants that should be the
Nakudah. Ain't no Hachanami. The Rebbe is not chill. The Rebbe acknowledges very outright that you can't. The Rebbe also has a Sicha. One Rambam says, Hilchas Shuvah, the Rebbe says that all the Yidden and Nevi'im and the Chacham desired Mashiach, they should be able to fulfill Torah mitzvahs peacefully. And Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam writes, Lo yinisavu ha-chachamim va-nevi'im v'esim Mashiach, that the wise men and the Nevi'im, the prophets, they didn't want Mashiach, not for physical pleasures, only for they should be able to learn Torah, you know, be pnuyim v'teirah ha-chachamas, have free time to learn Torah and delve into its wisdom. So the Rebbe says, why here the Rambam said that all Jews wanted it for this reason? He says only the Nevi'im and the Chacham. So the Rebbe says, different sikhs, the Rebbe is a different view, but in this sikha, the Rebbe says like this, in Hilchos Teshuvah, the Rambam is not speaking about, that this is the only reason you should want Mashiach. Rambam says, doesn't say they didn't want Mashiach only for this reason. Rambam says, this is why they want Mashiach. It could mean you want Mashiach for another reason as well. So to want Mashiach for the Shleimus of Teirah Mitzvah, able to enter Teirah Mitzvah peacefully, every Jew is ready to do that. But it should be that's the only reason why I want Mashiach. Whereas like in Hilchos Melachim, Rambam writes it in a negative, that they didn't want it for any other reason, only for this. That you have to be a Chacham and a Navi for. But that every Jew Betzim wants Mashiach for Teirah Mitzvah, that is not a stira, it's not a contradiction to wanting Mashiach for physical things. You can want it for physical things, you can want it for Ruchnistik things as well. Anyway, B'chalifin, getting back to the thing at hand. So today, when you talk about the Musig, Moshe, there's a sikh of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says that the meaning of mitzvah, which is tzavs of the Chibur, connected with the inner idea of a mitzvah, connection with Hashem, will be b'shleimus nimeis ha-Mashiach. So today when we do a mitzvah, sof kol sof, it's not necessarily as real to us as, you know, like Chassidus explains a lot, and what, you know, what comes to mind right away, the famous Maimar Hazal of Yechon ben Zakkai said that, he says that before he passed away, so Talmid Masna from Brach, he says, no, my Brach is halvai, should be afraid of the apes like you're afraid of a human being. So Talmid says, Rebbe, this is your blessing. So he says, not a small thing. He says, you should know when a person does an Aveda, he says, I don't want anyone to see me. So if you don't want anyone to see you, it doesn't bother David Shul to see you. Why? Because David Shul is watching you, is not real.
There's a stuch of a Rebbe either the Magid or Migdele standing in the standing at his door, and he said, what do you mean? The Eibishter hears me, I don't care. And the person, the Rebbe, yeah. The Rebbe opened the door and says, yeah, the Eibishter can save us. The Rebbe is a boss of the dumb, can save us. It's a
Yeah, so, and this is
but a human being can be stable.
But anyway, but you have Chassidus speaks a lot about this in the Kud in various forms, but I'm just bringing out in a very simple form that in today's day and age, Olam is Rebshitas and Lakus Bishachas. The simple reality is the world. Eibishter, godliness, you know, we know it's true, we believe it, but it's not as natural to us as physical needs. When Mashiach will come, then it will be the other way around. It will be a Lakus Bishitas and Olam is Bishachas. Godliness will be straightforward. You'll see, it says when you want to cut a fig on a tree on Shabbos, the tree is going to scream, the fig is going to scream, Shabbos today, you can't cut me. And the Rebbe said the same way even an animal won't want to put its hand into fire because it has a natural instinct of safety, you know, self-preservation. So to a person wouldn't do an Aveda naturally. So there's a certain musik, it's hard for us to understand and relate to, but this says the realization that godliness is the reality of the world. Torah mitzvahs is the ultimate good that there is in the world. And v'chulu, in today's day and age, we did a lot of disturbances, so to say. From Torah mitzvahs come from the person's own, what you could call yetzer hara, but, you know, to deal with the problem in more human terms is that they could have questions, they could have emotional struggles, intellectual struggles, or just the etzem nekuda. My life, I don't think is necessarily means Torah mitzvahs, it's connected with Torah mitzvahs, you know. It doesn't come naturally to me. So a lot of people in today's day and age, it's something that they, so when Mashiach will come, that is one of the things Mashiach will rectify. There'll be an oifen that it'll be decide how it's gonna happen. It could be two ways. It could be one on a first on an intellectual basis. In other words, it'll be a understanding of understanding the reality of Torah mitzvahs, what it really is, how it really connects with Eibishter, how it's real. And then as Chassidus says, we speak of Roshan of Yeda called Paul Kata Pa'alpin. Chassidus speaks a lot, the loss of loving, it says people will run, they're going to run into the clefts of rocks, because of the fear of Hashem. In other words, it will be so real that it's going to be a posh of begashmi, se'emo a pachad. It's like you're going to actually feel someone is standing and watching you.
Could it be? I'm just saying, as the Ra is going to be so open that a person, Yetzirah tells you, okay, it's treif. You see it's treif, you see it's bad, you see it hurts you.
Right.
It's like, but Yetzirah won't be able to affect,
right.
Because the Ra is going to be so begoloi.
Right. So in other words, yeah, based on what I'm saying, you could say that. I mean, it also says the Yetzirah will be taken away completely. But based on what you're saying, in a chanami. In other words, even if there would be Yetzirah, a person will realize that it's the same way the natural things that are hazards that a person will never do unless he goes insane because he realizes that it's not good for him. So lots of lovely. Now there are many things, you know, you have mention of Nkashis of an Eibishter. Yeah, why the Eibishter this, why the Eibishter that, the face. So loss of love, you also want to have the Achmed, I'm just saying from every side and angle, loss of love, it says, Eid Hashem can have to be. So the Mashiach will come, will understand that everything the Eibishter did was really good. In other words, then, in every aspect, today, people have kindness of an Eibishter in it. They don't want to put on film of Havas the Eibishter Ketana Azei, that Azei. Ram Sheikh Al-Kab, you won't have this problem, because you'll see openly how that was done for good. This is the famous Gemara. The Gemara says that in this world, what does it mean by Yemu Yah Hashem Achad Shmei Achad? Ram Sheikh Al-Kab, Hashem will be one, his name will be one. So the Gemara says, Atu Idna La Shmei Achad, Eivish's name not one now. So it's explained that now, when it comes to good things, you it's a tovah meitah. You thank Hashem. For negative things, you say baruch tein amos. Sheikh will come, will be echad. You'll be the same. The same way you'll see the good and the good. You'll see the good and the negative. I mean, that's one of the beauty of what the Gemara means. So this is, again, it's just one Indian. I just wanted to maybe discuss from a human, so to say, perspective. When you speak about bitul ha-yetzer hara, I mean, if you're going to use, let's say you go to a not from a crowd, and they're going to use this term, so the yetzer hara will be taken away, versus that from Eistach and what it means. I mean, the yetzer hara. So again, like I mentioned, yes, there is a musa, the yetzer hara is a powerful thing that's outside of you that's trying to force you to do evils. But then there's also talking about the human struggle that a person has with Torah mitzvahs from Sheikh Hukam. That struggle won't exist b'chlad, because it will be then open with Zen, but even border how this is Torah. The Eivish really loves us. The Torah.